Track 8, Color Pattern Cards. Color pattern cards are a way of increasing the difficulty of color sorting. Take a piece of corrugated cardboard approximately 6 inches by 6 inches and glue yellow construction paper over it. Then use your gallon milk bottle caps to trace circles in corresponding colors to your gallon milk bottle caps. If your milk bottle caps are red and blue, you would trace and cut out red and blue circles. Then glue these circles to your 6x6 color pattern cards. Use a clear contact paper over the surface of the color pattern card for extra durability and stain resistance. The patterns can vary from a simple 2-dot pattern to a 12 or 15-dot pattern card. Use your imagination regarding patterns. My cards consist of a 2-dot pattern card where the dots are side by side, 3 dots in a row, 4 dots in a square, a right triangle with 1 dot, 2 dots, and so on. Each card has approximately a 50-50 ratio of red to blue dots on them. The way to introduce this activity to the resident is to say something like, "I've got a game for you, Martha, to play today. Would you like to play a game?" Always assess the resident's understanding and seeming willingness to go along with the activity. If they seem to be receptive, offer them a cap, assessing whether they take the cap or whether you have to place it in their hand. This is a good indication of motivation, physical, and mental ability. Then say, "Take the cap and put it on the dot." Initially, do not request that they place the cap on the corresponding color. If they seem to get the idea, place a second cap in their hand and make the same request. Down the line, ideally, you would place a color pattern card in front of the resident and a stack of caps, and they would place the caps on the dots. A way of adapting the difficulty level of color pattern cards is by varying the amount of instruction you give. One goal might read to do a 3-dot color pattern card after 3 or 4 demonstrations. A revised goal might be to do a 3-dot color pattern card independently. Obviously, another way to increase the level of difficulty of color pattern cards is to increase the number of dots on the card. So, an initial care plan goal might be to do a 3-dot pattern card independently once started. The revised goal might be to do a 7-dot card. A third way to adapt the difficulty level of the color pattern cards is to ask your resident to match the appropriate color to the cap. So a goal might read to do a 3-dot color pattern card matching the correct color with the cap of the corresponding dot. Approaches with this would be to demonstrate the activity, or to encourage with praise, or to remind the resident that they are helping to keep their finger movement fluid. A reminder about working surface height. Remember, we discussed caps in a bowl. Notice the angle of the resident's elbow related to the over-the-bed table. This simple observation and adjustment of the working surface height can greatly assist your resident's accomplishment of success. The resident will not be able to tell you they are having a problem with the angle of their hand to the working surface. You need to observe and adjust the height accordingly. This would then be indicated in the approach, perhaps to lower working surface to convenient height, or to provide a towel rest for their elbow or wrist. With the color pattern cards, you need to stabilize the card for your resident if they cannot stabilize it themselves. That is, if they are right-handed, can they use their left hand to hold the card stationary? Most residents are unable to do this, so you may tape the card to the over-the-bed table or clamp it with a C-clamp. The next success therapy project we'll discuss is the geometric puzzle. Question 8. What is one way to stabilize the color pattern card for a resident with shaky hands?